Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Hi, Scott. My name is Joe. I see a billing from your company showing up on my what is it, my MasterCard, and frankly, I can't recall purchasing anything from your company, nor have I received anything from your company. What's your company?
So we're a third-party call center. We service hundreds of products and thousands, sorry, hundreds of merchants and thousands of products. In order to assist you, I'm gonna locate an account using the phone number in which you called me at to see what you were billed for. And I did do just that, and nothing came up. The phone number that I have that you called me from was 609-625-5154. Is that correct?
Yes. I'll tell you what. Let me give you my cell phone number. Maybe that might be associated with it. How about this one? This number is my home number. 609-231-9541. I mean, if it's a legitimate purchase, I want to pay it. But I mean, if it's a mistake, I want to let my credit card company know that.
Yes, sir, I do understand. And so let's see here. Can I get you to confirm your address? I do see an account matching Joseph. Do you go by Joseph?
Yes.
Can I get your last name?
Costantini.
That is what I have here. And can I get you to confirm your address? That's the last thing I need you to verify.
6329 Benson Avenue in Mays Landing, New Jersey.
I do appreciate that, sir. I'm waiting for the account information to load. It shouldn't take long at all. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you? Where are you located in California?
I wish I was born and raised there. I do miss it. No, we have agents all across the world. I am located in Alabama.
Oh, well, I visited Alabama several times when my daughter was going to school there. It's nice.
It can be. So I see that on June 3rd, you had placed an order for a tactical bag that was shipped to you at the address provided. And let's see here. It looks like they also wanted to give you a survival bracelet to go along with that, but the billing for the shipping and handling for that had been declined. And so those are gifts to get you to enroll with our discount membership club. And what that provides is a chance to win items monthly. And
Yeah, I'm not interested, but the tactical bag was not $67.32.
no, sir. That was the billing for the discount membership club.
Not interested.
Wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel this. And as I work on canceling this, I'm going to let you know on what the discount membership club offered. I understand you're not interested. It's just something I'd like to go over so you're aware of what you were being billed for.
Okay, go ahead.
So with the discount membership club, you're eligible to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it's not guaranteed. So they also give you a $100 to $125 voucher for their online discount membership club shopping store. They'll send you an email. I'd like to confirm your email being joe.constantine@comcast.net.
Okay. Okay, that's right.
Wonderful. So you can go ahead and check that email for that voucher. Even though you're canceled, you should still be able to use it.
No, I'm not
And
going to use it. I just like to cancel it. So what do I owe to 574?
nothing once you're canceled.
I have two charges, 574 and 6732.
Yeah, it looks like you have been billed 574. That went through. You were shipped out your tactical bag. You were billed $9.97 twice. Those were declined. That was shipping and handling for a survival bracelet, like a paracord bracelet, and that was declined, and
Yeah, I
so
never
you
received
weren't shipped
that.
that out. And then you were billed 1 month for the discount shopping store, discount club membership, and that was approved. That went through. That was $67.32. And then they tried billing you again for the discount membership club, and those have been declined. They tried billing you three times for that.
Yeah, I'm not paying that.
Totally understand. I'm working on getting you canceled. I do appreciate your patience and your understanding.
Okay, thank you very much.
Please just stay online while I work on this.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I do have you canceled successfully. You'll receive an email confirming your cancellation, as well as I can give that to you if you're interested in writing that down.
Sure, can you hold one second, please?
Take your time, sir.
Okay, I'm ready now.
It is C as in Charlie, 2609467444.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest
Now,
of
what
your
am I
day.
obligated to pay? Just tell me that so I don't want to have any misunderstanding on how much I owe you folks.
So, in all honesty, since you're canceled, you're not obligated to pay anything that had been declined because you're canceled. We're no longer going to be asking you for any billings. You have already paid $5.74. You have already paid $67.32.
Well, that's isn't how long is that for, to $67.32? That's for a month or a year or what?
That's for a month. We bill you $67.32 monthly. And we have tried billing you that again for this month because the last billing for that was of June 8th. But those have all been declined. And since you're canceled, you're no longer obligated to pay those.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.